This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Mary Toko, the Erin Brockovich of the vaccine industry. Her websites are momvaccines.org, childhoodshots.com, and that is such an important website. Please go there and look for the exemptions. It's just a fabulous, fabulous site with all kinds of resources, and oh, so grateful for that site. The other two sites are heartforautism.com and vaccinedvd.com, and there's a special on the DVD. Mary, would you like to tell them about that special?
Absolutely. First of all, this is a two DVD set. It's going to be almost 3 hours. It is organized by chapters so that you don't have to watch the whole thing at one sitting. I go through a ton of information, I believe, which is foundational for anybody who's looking at the whole vaccine controversy. It's a great place to begin, and then a lot more. And you can get my DVD set for 30% savings for the next week from today forward by using the coupon code XMAS. Of course, that's the short version for Christmas, on the checkout page. And, order this for family and friends, as a great way to help introduce the topic of vaccine issues to them. Also, I have a 1 hour CD that is an overview of some of the best things off of the DVD that some people might want to buy as a good stocking stuffer. It will be 1 hour and it'll be some of the most important facts that are on my DVD, and basically it's very affordable. It's $10, and you can save 30% on that as well. So just go to my website, Childhood Shots, and when it's time to check out, you can just put in the coupon code XMAS and receive 30% off of those products. By the way, you can order anywhere from 1 to 50, and you'll receive the 30% off.
Great. Thank you so very much. A question. I'm not sure whether you can answer this or not, but it's from an email. My wife just asked me, and he's a psychologist, to ask you and Mary, not me, I don't know anything about this, what one can do to relieve the negative side effects of Flexeril, triamterene, and, OMEPRAZOLE, and those are for temporary spasms and other things.
Well, first of all, I'd like to state that I am not a medical doctor. I don't give medical advice, and I don't know a lot about these particular drugs. What I would recommend anybody who's trying to get off of medication to work closely with a holistic, natural physician, whether it's a naturopath, a DO, or even an integrative medical doctor, because getting off of medication can be very tough. It can cause severe problems in the body. This person here is mentioning temporary spasms, high blood pressure, and acidity. And if, you know, a person's trying to get off of medication and drugs, I think they need to do some really good specialized testing to find out what's going on in their body, and that needs to be addressed. So it's not enough just to get off of medication. We have to look at what's going on internally to find out why they ended up on medication to begin with. So, as we get off of medications, we need to look at underlying problems that were there to begin with. We have to look at the consequences of the medication in the liver. Your liver most likely is in a state of toxicity. The high blood pressure is a whole other issue. There are many different things that can cause high blood pressure. Acidity in the stomach or acidity in the body are two different things. So this is not a simple, one-line answer. I think if you really, truly do want to get off these drugs and medications safely, you need to work with a qualified integrative wellness physician who will monitor and help you get off. And to me, the focus has to be on what do we have to do naturally to take the place of these medications in the body to help restore health. And so I wish you the best of luck. I pray to God that you continue on this journey because the drugs are only going to make you sicker.
Exactly. Absolutely. All righty. We do have a caller, Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. I'm Mary.
Hello.
Mary, how is it? I heard this on Clint Richardson's show. He had Dr. Tim O'Shea on, and he was saying that the vaccine manufacturers are getting away with not listing all the ingredients on their labels, and one of them in particular he mentioned was a derivative of peanuts, and he says this is probably where a lot of these peanut allergies are coming from. And other manufacturers for a food product that's taken in through the mouth, if it's got peanuts in it, they have to list it.
And I'll tell you what's really going on, and it's an excellent question, Sherry. I address this in my public lecture. The reason we're having an explosion of peanut allergies in this country and now in other countries is because Adjuvant 65 is a derivative of peanut oil. And for a complete list of the vaccinations, most of them, and their ingredients, people can go to novaccine.com. That's another one of the websites that I am affiliated with. In fact, my daughter, Dr. Renee Hunter, and I just took over that website. And although we haven't had time to update it, it's still a great source of information. But novaccine.com, you can literally pull up every vaccine by manufacturer and make, and you can look at the ingredients. Well, you'll find that Adjuvant 65 is a derivative of peanut oil. And what's going on is these little babies are going in for their routine vaccinations, and every time they go in, they're getting a little bit of Adjuvant 65 in a vaccination that is being injected into the muscle. And as you know, peanut oil does not belong in the muscle. I mean, we all know this, and yet for some reason they feel it's acceptable to inject this into the muscle. So the baby gets the vaccination, the body begins to attack it because peanut oil does not belong in the muscle, and it'll eventually get into the blood system and get circulated around to the body, and the body will begin to attack that peanut oil and build antibodies against the peanut oil. Well, then the baby gets to be closer to a year in age or maybe 18 months, and mother decides to give the baby a little taste of peanut butter. And the baby has some kind of anaphylactic shock or an asthma attack, or they swell up. They have what we call a hyperimmune response to that peanut butter because their body has been conditioned to attack it since they were very little. And this is why we have so many food allergies taking place right now in this generation of children, not only for peanut allergies, but for dairy products and yeast products. They've been putting yeast in vaccinations for years. So now people have allergies against yeast and wheat and grains and corn. And it's because they've been putting these products in vaccinations. Egg protein is another one. That's why we have children who can't eat eggs anymore. So we are actually causing a whole generation of children to be so allergic to the very foods that they're supposed to be eating that we've created a whole new industry now for doctors in food allergies. Why do they get away with this, Sherry? Because they have control over the government. They probably own all of the congressmen, all of the senators. They can do anything they want and get away with it all. They can literally murder children with vaccinations and get away with it all because our government is no longer there representing the people. Our government is no longer controlled by the people. And that's really what it comes down to. They can do whatever they want.
Could I ask another adjuvant question?
Sure.
I read something. It was some of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's stuff. There's a couple of different adjuvants that are derivatives of related to squalene.
Yes.
Ladies, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Please, Sherry, stay over the break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, excuse me, and our guest today is Mary Toko. She is the Erin Brockovich of the vaccine industry. I was just looking over some of the ingredients in the vaccines at novaccine.com. Amazing. Oh, absolutely amazing. Okay, Sherry, you were talking about the adjuvants that are in vaccines.
Yeah, so I understand that there's a couple different ones, at least I think like polysorbate 80 MF 59 or something like that, that are related to squalene. And I remember reading that squalene is actually you know, helps your body make cholesterol or is in that pathway, and that, you know, it could really damage a person's physiology.
Absolutely. And Sherry, you did mention, I believe Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who'd done a little bit of research on this, and I cover this in my lectures whenever I speak, but squalene is an organic polymer. It was never tested for human, never approved for testing on humans. It is an oil-based adjuvant that can cause blindness, autoimmune dysfunction, and can inhibit sperm production. So it's a fertility issue. There have been more than 24 peer-reviewed scientific papers from 10 different laboratories throughout the United States, Europe, Asia, and Australia that have been published documenting the development of autoimmune disease in animals who are subjected to squalene-based adjuvants. There is a wonderful book written out there on this whole topic of squalene by Gary Matsumoto. He wrote a book called Vaccine A, The Covert Government Experiment That Is Killing Our Soldiers. And basically, he talks about how they use squalene in the anthrax vaccination and possibly the smallpox vaccine given to our soldiers. I have to tell you that there's a new vaccine on the horizon that is a dual vaccine against smallpox and anthrax. So they're creating a combination vaccination that they're going to want every human being on the face of the earth, especially Americans, to take that will probably continue or contain squalene. One more thing, Gary Matsumoto says that squalene is one of the most dangerous molecules ever injected into man. Using it in vaccines is outlandish and criminal. So we know, by the way, that the Novartis flu vaccination of 2009-2010 flu season contained squalene. And the reason it contained squalene is they said that so many of the senior citizens in the United States are immune compromised that they need to really boost their immune system by adding squalene. So there's a good chance that millions of children, pregnant mothers, and adults got the Novartis flu vaccination containing squalene in the year 2009-10 flu season. So it's really quite shocking that even though something was never considered safe for human consumption or use, it is now found in vaccines.
Well, doesn't our body make squalene?
Our body utilizes things very differently than what's injected.
Right, and I understand that.
I personally am not aware that our body makes squalene. I've never seen that. But I will tell you this. When we eat fish oil, and really this is squalene comes from fish oil. When we eat fish oil, it's healthy for us. Our body can utilize it properly. When we inject it, it can be deadly. So there's a difference between injecting something and ingesting something. And that's where I see is the biggest problem with these vaccinations, is that we're injecting right into the muscle and it gets picked up in the blood system. And then whatever's in that vaccination gets circulated around the whole human body, exposing major organs, tissues, and cells to whatever is in that vaccination.
Well, and that's why, and I asked this to Dr. Tenpenny when I had a chance to call in on a show, I asked her what the ramification is using aborted fetal cells in human vaccines, and wouldn't that work like what that tetanus toxoid vaccine that they had a gonadotropin ingredient in there that made women miscarry? I mean, what's this, these aborted fetal cells going to do?
Exactly. In fact, there is just a little bit of research now starting to take place on what happens when human proteins or DNA get injected into another human. Their body begins to attack human tissue. And eventually, when this happens frequently or often enough, they will begin to attack themselves. Their immune system will go into what we call hyperstimulation, and it will begin to attack itself. And this is what I believe is going on with so many children with autism, brain inflammation, joint inflammation, inflammation in the gut. Is their bodies are attacking themselves now because we have forced their body to respond in what we call a type 3 immune response.
Well, so. thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
All righty, thank you. Let me question. What do you think about asking doctors to sign a responsible for liability paper when they are trying to shame parents into accepting shots for their children?
A couple of things here, Deanna. First of all, if a doctor was trying to shame me if for any reason, I would fire him or her, walk out the door, and say, I don't need this abuse. Okay? How dare somebody else shame us for what we believe in or what we're questioning? And to me, everyone has a right to question everything. And for somebody to feel shamed by their physician, you can tell right there that their relationship is not right and that person needs to be fired. Secondly, I think it's fair to say, doctor, you're asking me to do something that I feel is harmful. Are you willing to take full liability? Would you be willing to take full liability for the outcome of these vaccinations that you're asking me to do in my children? And of course the doctor is going to say no. And that's when you say, well then, if you're not willing to take full responsibility, why are you asking me to do something that I feel is going to possibly harm my child? And again, most doctors are going to throw you out. They're being taught by, you know, they're being taught and told that if a parent is anti-vaccine or refuses to vaccinate, you are to dismiss them from your practice immediately. And I think this is good. I think that these people need to go out and start looking for physicians who are going to respect them and who are going to listen to them and maybe try to understand where they're coming from, even if they don't agree, but not shaming them or treating them with disrespect.
Exactly. And would you apply that to an employer who wants to have their employees take vaccines?
The hard part there, Deanna, is there's no law stating right now in any state that an employer cannot force vaccinate as terms of employment. If somebody went into work and they had a contract for employment or an agreement terms of employment, if it's not stated in there that we will not force you to vaccinate or we will not require you to vaccinate, then there's no, you have nothing to stand on. Unfortunately, hospitals are getting away with it. This goes back to John Hopkins University in 1995. They decided to start encouraging hospitals to require this of all of their employees to get the flu vaccination. Now we have, in every state across the country, we have people who work in these medical facilities being challenged and told if you don't take the flu vaccine, you either have to wear a mask for 3 or 4 months during flu season every day, all day long, or you get fired from your job. And what I really want to see is I want to see these employees join a group called Health Care Professionals for Vaccine Choice, because I helped form this group in Michigan. It is now becoming a national organization, and we are encouraging people to get legislation written in their state that says you cannot be fired from a job for not vaccinating, because that is against your rights as a human being under the Constitution. You have a right to make medical decisions. This is not like you're sick. You know, this is supposed to be preventive.
Sure. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break, and we'll hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll take another phone call. Please feel free to call in with your questions at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers at republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mary Toko. She is the Erin Brockovich of the vaccine industry. Her websites are momvaccines.org, childhoodshots.com, heartforautism.com, vaccinedvd.com, and novaccine.com. And we have, let's take another phone call. Let's take Morrissey in Georgia. I'm not sure.
That's Maurice.
And I'm sorry.
No problem. I don't know a lot about this, but I just thought you might find this as useful information. There's a German homeopath who's done a survey and of 17,000 non-vaccinated children, and it's obviously proving the point that vaccines aren't good, and I just thought you might want to use his information. He's got a website called vaccineinjury.info, and I just wanted to pass that on to you.
Okay, vaccineinjury.com?
No, vaccineinjury.info.
Info, okay.
Right.
And I am aware. I actually helped send people to that survey. I have been saying for many, many, many years that if you look at the unvaccinated, you're going to see that they're healthier in every category. And as I speak the country in Canada, I meet parents from all walks of life. And I find that there are two types of parents at my lectures. One of them, their children are injured, they're concerned, and they suspect the vaccinations. The other one are parents who aren't vaccinating, and they come because they want reinforcement. They want to know that they're making the right decision. And they always come up to me and say, oh, my children aren't vaccinated and they're so healthy. And so I do believe the vaccinated children are very, very healthy compared to the vaccinated. And I thank you for that information. I forget often to mention all of these other resources for parents. So go to vaccineinjury.info and check it out, folks. It's true.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate that. All righty. Just a quick note. Dr. Jennifer Daniels will have her own RBN program on Sunday evenings from 8 to 10. And that is Eastern Standard Time. That's 8 to 10 p.m. I'm not sure when it starts, but we're checking on the date of that. Another comment on the fertility issue that you mentioned before and the fact that Bill Gates actually makes sure that third world children get their vaccines, and this is from a comment from the chat room, what they really need is food, shelter, and certainly not vaccines. And you also mentioned the fertility issue here in this country and the decreasing fertility of many couples.
Yes, we know that Bill Gates has been on a mission for a long time to get vaccinations out to the world. And, of course, he started with the polio vaccine and the polio campaign in India. There has been lots of documentation over the years of how many vaccinations have been used as a means of sterilization. There has actually been a world sterilization program that affected the Philippines, Brazil, Nigeria. There was a huge scandal in 1994 dealing with population control and HCG, which was mentioned earlier. HCG is a hormone that is naturally produced in women who are pregnant. And what HCG does is it breaks down abnormal fat in the body and makes it available for the fetus just to ensure that baby's getting a consistent source of nutrition. It is nature's way of making sure the child survives even if mother is starving. But anyway, they have learned to manipulate HCG now and put it in vaccinations so that when a mother gets pregnant, her body doesn't produce the HCG and therefore she cannot conceive a child. She loses the baby within the first weeks. And so there was this huge scandal in 1994. The World Health Organization had a tremendous amount of pressure put on them. There was an investigative documentary written by the Philippine Department of Health about how they were using HCG, an anti-pregnancy agent. And basically it never aired in the United States. They, of course, kept it out of the United States. But nothing ever became of it. I mean, they get away with everything. So I wouldn't be surprised if our cervical cancer vaccination has I can't verify that, but I wouldn't be surprised if the cervical cancer vaccine made by Gardasil doesn't contain HCG in it, because I believe that that is what they're using to cause fertility issues in people.
Right, especially in teenage girls, and this is just sickening.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely awful. And I think there was also a big campaign on the Indian reservations here in this country to vaccinate, to make certain that women do not conceive.
I wouldn't be surprised. Bill Gates is on a mission to reduce population. People can go to YouTube and simply put in Bill Gates population control and vaccines, and you will pull up a DVD, a live lecture of him saying that we have to reduce the population. We have to get the carbon footprint down to below zero. And everyone laughs in the audience like, oh, is this fun? And well, how do you do that? Well, we do it through better family planning, better family services. Okay. Now, first of all, better family planning means more birth control pills for people. Better family services means more abortion opportunity for people. And then the third thing he says is better vaccinations. Well, how does better vaccination cause a drop in population?
Exactly.
Okay. One thing, if I have just a minute, I want to mention, if you out there know of anyone in your community who's having a health conference this year, 2014, coming up, or you would like me to make a personal appearance as America's Outstanding Mom, please, please don't hesitate to invite me. I'm getting ready to launch a very big public campaign, and I need to have 10 appearances between now and July. It's part of my contract as America's Outstanding Mom. And so I'm trying to reach people who will bring me in, and I actually have a sponsor who will pay all my expenses. They'll pay my flight, my hotel, everything. We just need events where I can come and not only talk about Heart for Autism and what I'm trying to do for that nonprofit, but also I can even do a vaccine presentation, or I can talk about raising children naturally. I might even just get up for 10 minutes and talk about what America's Outstanding Mom represents and why I'm so proud to be, you know, America's Outstanding Mom. But I'm looking for speaking opportunities across the country in Canada. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you know of somebody who is going to have a conference of some sort, or you would like to put one on, please contact me. And the way you can do that is by emailing me from my website, childhoodshots.com.
Okay, thank you for telling us about that. Okay, let's take Marilyn in Nevada. Marilyn, welcome to the program. Okay, how about John? Marilyn dropped.
Oh, I'm here. Thank you, Deanna. Hi, Mary.
Hi there, John.
Well, you know, you spoke about what I was calling about, which was Bill Gates' comment, where he actually developed an equation. This brilliant man says that population is equal to the services they use times the energy they use times the carbon footprint. Or CO2 is equal to that, I'm sorry. And you're right, he talks about reducing the carbon footprint and the emission of CO2 gases, which, interestingly enough, we expel waste oxygen as CO2. The only way to reduce it, they really believe, Mary, that it is man-caused greenhouse gas. And,
yep.
And what we need to do, what I would urge people to do, right now, Obamacare is in the news, your local talk radio is interested in your response and your comments. So you have an open door. Call in and tell them what you think about Obamacare. Then tell them, well, what about what Bill Gates said? And they'll be curious because no one knows about Bill Gates' comments. And you can mention the 4-minute video on YouTube where Bill Gates is talking about reducing CO2 by use of vaccines, medical care, and women's health and reproductive services. And then you'll let them realize that Bill Gates is about killing people off, reducing the population. But what did he say, Mary? 30%, which is like 1.8 billion people or more.
Yes. Yes. And the problem is the big business governments aren't able to control us all. They're losing control. And they're losing track of all the people. They aren't going to be able to tax everybody. It's getting harder to manage all of the people that they have right now on the earth. And so therefore they want to reduce it because it's not good for their business. It's really about control and management.
Well, what it's about, Mary, in my opinion, and I hear the music.
Right. So stay on. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mary Toko. Her websites are momvaccines.org, childhoodshots.com, heartforautism.com, vaccinedvd.com, novaccine.com, and also vaccineinjury.info, which one of our callers mentioned, Maurice mentioned. From the chat room, how big a conference would you require, Mary?
I will come anywhere at any time. It can be a small church group of 25, or it could be 5,000. It can be pretty much anywhere where there's people that are willing to just sit and learn. I mean, I really don't have any requirements. Of course, for me to travel, it's a hassle, obviously. I want to at least have 25 or 30 people there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely, of course. Okay, let's get back to John.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what it amounts to, Mary, and is that these people, you know, in the words of Jesus, having eyes they see not, having ears they hear not, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. When you hear the audience in this video, and this is important to me, when you hear that audience cackle and chuckle, they know exactly what they're doing. But unfortunately, many of the people that will watch that video have been immunized and drugged down to the point where their brain is not firing. They hear it, and they look at Bill Gates, and he's been so puffed up in the media as this brilliant millionaire that invented the window system in his garage. Isn't it amazing?
Baloney. He didn't do that in his garage.
What I'm saying.
His mother, yeah, that's what they think.
Well, that's what they say, and it's to the point, everyone wants to be a billionaire, don't you, Mary? Isn't it the love of money that is the root of all evil?
Yes, and I will tell you, I'm sorry. I was going to say I agree with you. I agree with you 100% that the evil behind all of this, ultimately, I am a Christian, and I believe it's the devil, and I believe it's the earth, and I believe it's going to go to hell. But in the end, I believe we win. And I like to actually quote Ephesians, and I do this. People say, well, why do you do this, Mary? You don't have a child with autism. Your children are grown. They're healthy. They're strong. They're now, two of them are chiropractors. My grandbabies are incredibly healthy. You know, why are you so dedicated to this whole exposing the dangers of vaccines? And it's because of the scripture in Ephesians 5:11. It says, quote, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, end quote. And that is what I am called to do. And I know that there are lots of Bill Gates out there who have an agenda. There are a lot of very evil people there in government. You know, I'm not saying that all medical people are evil or bad. I'm not saying that all government people are bad. But I do believe there are some very, very evil people in government who do not respect human life, who hate and despise people who have, you know, Judeo-Christian roots. And really there, I believe that's the push behind all of this. But when I speak and I do my lectures, I usually don't go into all of that information because I try to stick to the science. And I try to appeal to everybody, from a very scientific point of view without any of the emotional, you know, spiritual aspects.
Even the word science, one more couple quick comments and then I'll go. Even the word science, Mary, means a study of knowledge. So the ultimate knowledge, you know where that lies, and I know where that lies. What's extremely interesting to me, you quoted Ephesians. Ephesians, 2,000-plus years ago, Paul said in Ephesians, to put on the whole armor of God, that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Exactly.
And if he believed that you needed to have that armor on, that spiritual armor that is a protection, 2,000 years ago, we have Christians in churches throughout the world that say they believe the book, but they don't realize that it really is this battle that we're involved in, and we have no choice. We hear about the millstone parable.
Yes.
Where, you know, if they offend a child, and we think about sexual predators, or we think about physical child abuse or beating children, you know, when you're injecting poison into a child, you're offending a child. You're hurting a child. So you need to know what you're doing. And I'll leave
it
at that.
I agree. Thank you very much. Thank you much for your comments. And I agree with you totally that there is an attack on children just as they were after Christ was born and just as they were in the day of Moses. There is an attack on our children.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, John. Let's take Marilyn. Marilyn's called back. Marilyn, welcome.
Hi, ladies. I listened to you on Saturdays, Mary.
Thank you.
Just one comment. Deanna, she needs to read your book, doesn't she, concerning Judeo-Christian?
Yes, quite possibly, yes.
Okay. I want to make two or three quick points. I heard one time on TV about Bill Gates going around the world encouraging groups to invest in vaccines for, you know, financial profit. So to refresh my memory, I did a little search and just put in Bill Gates, invest in vaccines. And I got all kinds of interesting titles here. One says Gates Foundation funds surveillance of anti-vaccine groups.
Okay. Yes. That is a
Bill Gates changes the world again.
Yes.
So do a search on that. It's really interesting.
I'm aware of what he has done is he's actually, I think it's the University of Connecticut, has gotten grant money from him to devise a way to track all anti-vaccine people over the Internet. I believe that my Facebook pages have been hacked back in September. On my Facebook page, Mary Toko, I was reaching 1.98 million, almost 2 million people with my posts. I now am getting absolutely zero feedback. I believe they've already started to block us on the internet.
Yes.
Bill Gates is doing this. He's trying to block. That's why, folks, we are running out of time. We only have a limited amount of time where this information is going to be available via the internet. So my mission is to get to as many people as I can, get my DVD out to as many as I can, you know, share them with people, because it's all about education. And I do believe that when people get educated and enlightened, the lights go off. They begin to see what's going on, and that opens the door to all of these other issues that we're talking about. But it's true. Bill Gates is going to shut down our ability on the internet. It's just a matter of when.
Exactly, and he's in the perfect position to do that. I mean, after all, he did invent Windows, or at least we're told he did, and he made a deal with the government. They said, okay, you can keep your monopoly, but this is what we require of you. And he is a very obedient government agent, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you so much.
One more thing, please.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
One of the worst things is that you can vaccinate your child, the child could die, and then you could go to prison. Parents are spending time in prison damaging their children
after
they've been poisoned.
Yes. Well, and the problem is often after vaccinations, because of the aluminum in the vaccinations, it causes blood clumping in the blood. Then what happens is when the blood gets into the small capillaries of the brain, the blood vessels clamp off naturally, or else a child will have a massive stroke. And what it looks like in the brain when they do the MRIs is it looks like shaken baby syndrome. And so parents are being accused of shaken baby syndrome because of the vaccinations that are causing these microvascular strokes to take place in the brain. And that's exactly what's going on. There are probably thousands of parents right now sitting in jail because they are accused of shaken baby syndrome by the hospital. When they run their baby to the hospital who has seizures or who is turning blue, and they do MRIs and they find these little strokes going on in the brain, they accuse the parents of shaken baby syndrome, and it is a sad thing.
Exactly. Also, crib deaths. People, little children just die in their sleep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what an awful thing. Just an awful thing. Thank you, Marilyn, for calling in and for your information.
Thank you.
Oh, Mary, I just can't thank you enough for being on the program today and for your information, for all of your work. And as I said before, you deserve the title America's Outstanding Mom.
Thank you.
For all that you're doing for all the moms throughout the country. Thank you so very much.
Well, you know, and I just want to mention that the title means absolutely nothing to me if I'm not able to reach people. So, folks, please consider having me come to your neck of the woods. And thank you so much, Deanna, for having me on. I'll come on any time, girl.
Okay, thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. Bye-bye, Mary. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday.